Hello and welcome to the Business Whisperer podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Adela Rafiz, the Global Business Whisperer. If you are wondering how to create a life and business that is intuitive, authentic, and successful, that is exactly what we are here to help you do each and every week, where we bring you episodes, interviews, tools, tips, everything that you are looking for to help you realize that the most important ingredient in your business is you, and listening to the whispers of your intuition, your gut instinct. It has helped me create a business beyond my wildest dreams, and I'm here to now help you do the same. So if you are ready to download some of this business whispering magic into your life and business, stay tuned because you're in the right place. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Business Whisperer podcast. My name is Dr. Adela Rafiz, and today we're talking about safety and receiving. And this is a topic that's coming up because I've had numerous clients, people in my classes, my sessions say, they feel really unsettled right now with what's happening in the world around them. And this is fair. And it actually doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where in the world you are right now and what's actually happening. This is just a shared sentiment that seems to be increasing because there is so much economic uncertainty no matter where you are in the world. The levels of stress, the cost of living, the ability to balance or to feel like you are thriving or flourishing seems to be at an all-time low right now. And that's okay. We go through cycles of this in life. This is not the first and it's not going to be the last time that you feel like this. I know that there are things happening around the world, though, that really seem to be concentrating the levels of fear and the levels of uncertainty, no matter where you are in the world. And I wanted to speak to this because it directly correlates to then your ability to create in your business, in your life, and more importantly, receive. And so this equates back to the money, to the impact, and to the income equation that I know a lot of people are struggling with and a lot of people are worried about. And so you take that financial stress, you then add it to your already stressed response, and you have an even greater cycle of not enough, of I don't know if I'm going to be okay. I don't know if I'll be able to make enough money. Nobody's buying right now. Nobody is thriving right now. And it perpetuates this loop. And it's important for us to shift this as quickly as possible. And one of the things that I'm always talking about, you guys know that, is embodiment, right? But this is where it's so critical is if you do not have the embodiment of safety, and if you are struggling right now and you don't have a way of reining this in and coming back to safety in your experience of embodiment, what happens is that safety gets further and further away and you start to look for it further and further outside of you. Now, we know that everything is an inside job, no matter how wealthy you feel, how lucky you feel, how happy you feel, even though we can think that that happens because of a result of what we receive on the outside. What we actually know is when you create a state, an internal state of gratitude, you feel more abundant and the universe rewards that. When you create a state of safety within yourself, even if you are in an uncertain or unsafe external environment, your fight or flight response is not activated. And therefore, you can have clarity of thought, you can respond rather than react, and you can get through that situation much more easily and quickly than if you are in a full-on fight or flight response. And when it comes to money, if you're wanting to shift this lack of abundance, if you're wanting to shift the drought that you may be in financially, you have to shift the embodiment that you are currently experiencing. So if you are in financial worry, if you feel like you're in financial free fall, if you're worried about the fact that not only do you feel like you're not making or creating enough money right now, you're really buying into the economy is terrible, no one is buying, the cost of living is worse than ever before, and you're not going to be making any more money this year, then you're going to get really stuck. Because right now, externally, There's no good answers coming to you anytime soon. No one is turning around and saying, oh, the economy is suddenly magically picking up and it's going to be amazing by the end of this year. But what do we know? We know that in every financial situation, even in every economic downturn, there are still people that make money. There are still people that thrive, and there are still people that have an amazing year in business. And so how do you become one of those people? How do you cultivate the internal strength and shift your state of being from one that relies on external validation and information to one that is internally motivated? And I wanted to bring safety into this because as long as you feel unsafe, you're not going to be able to feel and harness abundance into your energy, and you're not going to be able to function from that space. But when you are feeling unsafe, how do you shift to a state of safety? And this is what I wanted to talk about today, because your levels of safety actually directly correlate to your levels of receiving. I want you to think about that, and I want you to think about a place or a state where you felt very unsafe, you felt very unembodied, like you were in your mind, you were in a stress response, you were in a fight or flight response. What was your level of receiving in that moment? What is your current level of receiving when you're stressed about money, you're stressed about work, you're stressed about the world? What happens is we contract, we go into control, we try to control our environment because that helps us feel safe, and we actually cut off receiving because we feel like we can't control information, we can't control people, we don't know if the things that we're receiving are safe or not. So we actually, when we don't feel safe, we actually actively shut down receiving, which is the opposite of what you want to do when you want to feel abundant, when you want to thrive, you want to be receiving, right? And you want to be receiving in unlimited ways and from unlimited sources in the universe, in the world, and allow all of these new clients to come through, allow people to be attracted to you, allow people to want to buy from you. What do we know about why and how people buy? People are going to buy from the people that they feel energetically drawn to because they are helping them feel safe. And this is perhaps the greatest argument as to why you need to work on the embodiment of safety for yourself, is you cannot be successful right now if you do not feel safe and successful yourself. If you feel like you have no safety within yourself, if you feel like you are going to succumb to the environment, to the world, to the doom and gloom, then your clients are not going to pick up on the confidence that they require to actually buy from you and to feel confident that you can help them. And so no matter how uncertain things may be feeling for you, no matter what you're looking at or reading about, I want you to come back to what you know. I want you to come back to your ability to create your life. I want you to come back to that feeling of empowerment, of remembering that regardless of what goes on outside of you, you are ultimately the creator of your life. And right now, especially, you are the creator of your business. And if you can function from an energy of abundance, if you can function from an energy of safety, if you can function from remaining open and receiving from the universe, and those unlimited places and unknown sources of new clients coming in, new income coming in, if you can remain positive about the world right now when everyone else is going into free fall, you will actually be one of the few people that can turn this around, and you attract more clients to you. You attract more people to you because of the frequency at which you are functioning, because you offer them hope, you offer them inspiration. And by your embodiment of safety, by extension, you're actually offering them safety at a time in the world when they really are craving that and they are wanting that. And they're willing to pay for it right now, because people are willing to pay for someone to help them feel better and to help them feel certain about the future when they are lacking that certainty for themselves. So this is your reminder. If you have gone into fight or flight, if you've gone into free fall, and if you've gone into feeling really stressed, you've probably cut off your receiving as well, and you've cut off your income sources. You've cut off the possibilities. You've cut off the embodiment that's so crucial for you to be successful in any environment, in any economy. So use your embodiment practices. Use your ability to remember who you are. Use, if you are one of my practitioners, if you're one of my clients, the body whispering exercise, the business whispering exercise to reconnect to yourself, to your life, to your business, to your income and your money flows, to your potential clients that exist out there. Reconnect to the earth, reconnect to nature, practice your grounding exercises, do your daily practice, do your morning meditation, reconnect to divine energy, to source energy, to universal consciousness, to God, however you like to think of it, and be reminded of who you are and that you are a powerful creator regardless of what's going on around you. From that space, you take the action that's required in your business. From that space, you invite clients to buy from you in the current economy. From that space, you feel that certainty and have that embodiment that not only are you able to help people right now, but you are able to help them thrive and be that embodiment that you have of safety and certainty and abundance. And this is how you outcreate an economic downturn. This is how you outcreate when there is so much uncertainty and perceived unsafety in the environment, politically, geographically, financially right now. So I hope that's been a timely reminder. And I just want to also remind you that we are moving into our business time of the year. Right through the middle of the year, we do all of our business programs. I'm doing business upgrade. I'm doing business whispering certification. And this is something really exciting this year is not only can you upgrade your business and your life by doing the signature business upgrade program. I have run that program for years, but it is teaching you six-figure embodiment. It is teaching you how to have the embodiment of making money, finding your clients, and being the best version of you. But the Business Whispering Certification allows you to not only teach my program, the Business Whispering Class, but to create your own programs and business offerings under the Life Whispering Institute banner and under your certification as a coach. So it is unlimited income and potential. And if you're looking for some mentorship, if you're looking for the framework to apply to your skills and talents that you already have, if you love the work that you do, if you love business, but you want to make more money from it in an aligned way, and you want to be supported in doing that, I just think that the Business Whispering Certification to become a certified coach is one of the greatest investments you will make ever, because it's a lifelong, like once you get the certification, you are a Business Whispering coach. You don't need to redo the certification requirements each year. You just redo a Business Whispering class with me to stay on top of creating your business and money flows each year. So this is our inaugural year. The whole program, which includes business upgrade, business whispering class, and the certified coach training. It includes one-on-one sessions as well as group training with me, is less than half the price of what it should be and what it will be in the years to come. So get in. This is the ground floor. We are ready to rock. We are ready to elevate. And I would love to have you come with me. And I'd love this year to be the year that you actually make it a year for your success rather than a year where you succumb to the stress outside of you. So I look forward to helping you. I look forward to teaching you, and I look forward to mentoring you. And if nothing else, remember to come back to that embodiment piece around safety and to open up your receiving again if you notice and realize now that it's actually been shut off. And that wraps up another episode of the Business Whisperer podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Your support means the world to me. Now, as always, if you found value in today's episode, do me a favor and share it with someone who you know would love this information, or leave us a review so you can help other people find this podcast too. Wishing you so much success ahead, and as always, remember, keep following the whispers.